Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Staffo.
We did something on the show, I don't know, two, three, 4 months ago that was wildly popular. All right, it was the fake news headline game. And everything we do on this show is wildly popular.
Uh-huh.
And she's trying to do a Snapchat and her phone starts to talk to her.
Sorry.
So you try to like weave the social media into this show.
I was doing a Snapchat.
And somebody started talking to you.
You. I was playing it back and it was
you. Oh, that's
you.
Good.
Never mind.
That's good. So you got to hear me. That's okay. You can
Whatever.
Do it again.
No, well, it's all right.
All right, cool. Anyway, see, you try to bring other elements into the show and they go horribly awry. So we do this fake news headline game, and it's from this book that actually my son bought at the museum last summer when we were on vacation.
Okay.
These are actual headlines that have appeared in American newspapers.
Okay.
And so I'm going to read three of them to you at a time. You're going to tell me which one is fake.
Okay.
Two of them are real. One is fake. All right. So here we go. Let's start things off. First one. Penis-biting fish go wild as men pee in river.
What?
Second, fish that looks like a penis banned from textbooks.
Uh-huh.
And the third, fish swims into boy's penis. Which one is fake?
Which one is fake? I think the fish that looks like a penis banned from textbooks is fake.
Wow. Good for you.
Yeah? Okay.
Let's see. The real ones. Let's see. First one that was real, penis-biting fish go wild as men pee in river. The headline has a bit of a comic feel to it, but the real story reported in 2001 is deadly serious. Two Papua New Guinea men were urinating in a river when deadly piranha-like fish attacked them.
Really?
Tearing viciously at their private parts.
Oh, geez.
Both men bled to death.
Ugh, that's awful.
And the other one, fish swims into boy's penis. Real? Though this story is documented, reported, and much written about, the author still doesn't know if he believes it. According to a young boy's account, he was cleaning his fish tank at his home in India.
Oh.
This doesn't happen like in Pittsburgh. It only happens in India.
Uh-huh.
He felt an urgent call of nature, proceeded to go and relieve himself while holding a small fish in his hand. The fish wriggled up from his grasp and into
what?
His penis.
That, come
the little
on.
Animal, about 3/4 inch long, proceeded to work its way up into the boy's urethra and eventually wound up in his bladder. Went to the hospital. Doctors located the fish, got it out. He's fine. There you go.
That's crazy. Now, the reason why I thought that was real is because there was like an old sitcom or like ER sitcom or whatever. And that was one of the stories where a guy was like at some country
That's
over there.
Where they got
and
it from.
It went up. It,
very
it
nice.
Swam upstream.
Very, very nice. All right. So let's see. How about this one?
Okay.
Scientist makes poop burger. Washington scientist opens up a can of constipated worms and glowing dog poop confuses MIT scientists. Which one is fake?
The poop burger.
No.
Oh, that's
fake,
real?
That's real. The fake one is glowing dog poop confuses MIT scientists. Scientist makes poop burger real. You may not want it to be real, but it is.
Uh-huh.
As this 2011 Huffington Post article attests, Japanese scientist Misahushi Akita managed to create a synthetic burger, the bulk of which is pure protein extracted from human feces.
Come on, who eats that? Why? And let me keep my thought about that to myself,
yes.
But that's gross.
Well, you know, that's...
I was going to say only in Japan.
Now, you know what? The Japanese are just miles ahead of us in certain technological things. But making poop burgers, I guess, is now just another one.
Oh, boy.
Next one. Burglar found naked covered in butter and glitter. Bloody naked burglar found eating raw chicken or naked burglar overpowered by nuns in convent.
All right. I'm going to say the second one, bloody and eating raw chicken, is fake.
And you are wrong.
Oh.
The fake one is the burglar found naked covered in butter and glitter.
See, I thought that was more realistic than anything else for some reason.
Wrong. The first one that is real, for affiliate KDFW, a Fox affiliate, ran this article back in 2011 describing a Dallas woman's shock at finding a naked man streaked with blood chowing down on some raw chicken from her fridge.
Huh.
That's a weird thing to wake up to.
Ugh.
You're thinking you're dreaming of that. And the other one that was real, naked burglar overpowered by nuns in convent.
That's just so funny.
Let's see. It happened in 1965.
Okay.
A nun discovered a nude man prowling through the convent, called her sisters for help, and the women tackled and detained the guy until police
Why
did
was he
show
nude?
Up. You know what? If you're going to break into and rob a convent, you might as well just go all out.
Maybe he had like a crazy like fantasy about doing that with a bunch of nuns and
really?
Was like crazy enough to go in
wow.
and just...
Let's explore the Staffo mind and how it works some more.
I'm just saying.
See that? That's why she's on the show, folks. The next one. Man shot to death for peeing on neighbor's lawn.
Okay.
Second, German man pees, short circuits nightclub. And number three, 8 million gallons of water drained from reservoir after man urinates in it. Which one is fake?
The German nightclub.
No, you're wrong again.
Oh, I'm so bad at
this. Sorry. The fake one is man shot to death for peeing on neighbor's lawn.
Oh.
Well. Let's see. German man pee short circuits nightclub. It's real. A club goer in Munich may have had problems with the hotspot's owner, says this 2010 Yahoo News story.
Uh-huh.
It would explain why he dropped trowel in the overcrowded nightclub and peed directly onto a set of wall sockets.
Oh,
he caused a short circuit.
On.
The whole place went powerless.
Okay.
And the other one that was real, 8 million gallons of water drained from reservoir after man tinkles in it. Let's see. This is from Britain's Telegraph. 21-year-old Joshua Seater decided to drunkenly relieve himself in a Portland, Oregon reservoir.
Mm.
He admitted so publicly. It was a stupid thing to do. I didn't know it was a water supply. I thought it was a sewage plant. They decided then to drain the entire thing to guarantee that they would be able to remove every little drip that this guy put
in. Well, at least they did that.
Makes sense. All right, next up. Model says huge breasts saved her life in car crash.
Okay.
Number two, breast implants save Israelis' life in rocket attack.
Huh.
Or number three, breaking news, rhinoceros charges reporter, but big boobs saved her life. One is fake.
I'm going to say the big boobs saved the girl from a rocket launch is fake. Come on. Which
the
one?
Rhinoceros charging the
See?
Reporters, and thank goodness her large rack saved her life. That's fake.
I was hoping
that would never happen.
I was hoping that one was going to be real.
Well, but what would happen is breast implants save Israelis' life in rocket attack. Real.
Okay.
The New Zealand Herald ran this 2006 story about a Hezbollah rocket attack that smashed through a building in Jerusalem, sending a 24-year-old Israeli woman flying. She was rushed to the hospital where doctors found pieces of shrapnel lodged in her area down there, just inches from her heart. The hospital spokesman said in no uncertain terms, her implants saved her life.
Wow.
See, that is a reason, that is why people need to be pro-boob job.
Pro-boob job.
Thank you. The other one that's real, model says huge breasts save her life in the car crash.
Okay.
Model Sheila Hershey knew she could make money with her enormous chest. Hershey got into a car accident. Her car's airbags failed to deploy.
Oh, no.
But thankfully her own did. So that's what happens.
She had her own cushion.
Wow. All right. We got time for a couple of more here real fast.
Okay.
Here we go. Abandoned toddler survives on moss, grass, and ants. Number two, toddler survives on potato chips and toilet water.
Mm.
Or number three, toddler survives 2.5 weeks alone on ketchup and dry pasta. Which is fake?
The one with the toilet water.
No, she's wrong again.
Oh, I'm so bad at this.
You know, when we did this and we had the tables turned and you were asking me, I didn't get any of them right.
I know, because they're all so ridiculous. See, any of them could be real.
She and I can talk about anything, but we know nothing. That's
we
the whole
know
idea.
Absolutely
we
nothing.
We are professionally trained communicators, but we're dumb as stumps. This was real. Toddler survives on potato chips and toilet water.
Okay.
The only bright spot to this utterly horrible account in a 1987 copy of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette is that the 17-month-old Kansas City girl survived. She wasn't old enough to understand what to do. It's thought she learned to drink toilet water from the dog.
Aww.
And that the potato chips were the only edible thing within reach. My goodness, she survived 3 weeks like that.
That is...
She is fine today.
That's amazing.
These people, you know what? You have a child. That child is in your charge. You're responsible for them. I don't care what's going on between you and the husband. Don't take it out on the kids. Take care of your kids. That's so freaking annoying.
Yeah.
So, all right, one last one here.
Let's end it on a light note.
Oh, very light. Yeah, very light note. Man steals glacier for designer ice cubes.
What?
Man steals fish tank, goes on rampage. Or bold man steals Taft's opossum. What? Bold man steals Taft's, I'm assuming that's former President Taft's opossum.
Okay, so the glacier for ice cubes is fake.
No. You're always wrong.
Come on.
My God, please try to cheat on this at some point. Man steals fish tank, goes on rampage is fake. The real ones, man steals glacier for designer ice cubes in Chile.
Yep.
Jorge Mons Glacier, 1,000 miles south of Santiago, considered a national monument.
Okay.
And is melting at a rate of 0.5 mile a year. Officials were surprised when they discovered a man had been serving huge chunks of the iceberg, whittling it into designer ice cubes, and then selling them to fancy folks who want an expensive and luxury-minded way to cool their drinks.
Come on!
It's not global warming. It's a guy trying to make some money.
You know, and I blame the people that are actually buying it.
Wow.
Right?
Yes.
Because if there's no demand, then there's no reason for him to do it. People were actually spending money on this.
Guy's an entrepreneur.
Shame on you.
He's filling a need.
Shame on you.
And the other one about bold man stealing Taft's possum, the subtitle of an article from a 1909 Chicago Tribune story, sweet potatoes which formed remainder of dinner also purloined. The 27th president was fond of eating possum.
Oh.
But that night he was denied. The crook was bold indeed to sneak past hordes of Dallas police and multiple Secret Service men. They got into Taft's train car and they swiped his president's dinner and they took his possum.
Well, so he didn't have a good security team, huh?
No. No, they can't even, you know, if they can't guard his possum, dead possum, mind you, they can't guard the president's life.
Wow.
Words to live by.
Amazing.
The fake news headline game. Wow.
An opossum showed up on my porch, my mom's porch in Brooklyn once, and we were so amazed by it that we actually stuck our head out the window and took pictures of it.
Yeah.
Because we were like, what is that? And it was a possum.
Did you try to Snapchat it at the same time?
No, Snapchat.
You have a recording of the possum talking in the middle of the radio show?
Snapchat was not around at that time.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
She tried to do something so technically advanced. Oh. We're this new modern show. We're melding all the platforms together.
No.
We're this entertainment extravaganza.
It didn't work.
But we tried. That's all that matters, folks. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stoffa.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Rick was walking down a city street when a thief with a stolen purse came running towards him. A policeman in hot pursuit pointed at Rick and yelled, "Help! Stop that guy!" Well, Rick thought he might get hurt, so he didn't do anything. The police officer was so angry at Rick for not helping that he arrested him. Really? What would the charge be? The Final Verdict after this.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
So is Rick in trouble for refusing to stop the purse snatcher? Yes, you have an obligation to assist the police when they need your help. In most states, it's a misdemeanor if you refuse to help. And that's the final verdict.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like an easy trick which will guarantee that people listen to what you have to say? Not as tough as you think. Actually, it's a kind of all in the setup. Here's the science of it. When time is tight, people are usually anxious. They just don't have enough time to get everything done. We're naturally concerned when someone says, can I talk to you? There's a natural knee-jerk response, especially when you're under the gun, and it's, how much time will this take? To reduce this natural fear after you say, can I talk to you, immediately say, don't worry, I'll be brief.
Don't you listen to what the man says.
What's the cheap psych trick? This one little line, I'll be brief, reduces anxiety and increases the probability that people will listen to you. But remember, after you say, don't worry, I'll be brief, make sure you are, in fact, brief. Drop me a brief note. I'd love to hear from you. Send it to drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.